Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That is our goal here every single day. It's what we do. Today, we are chatting all about decluttering and organizing and expired makeup and skin stuff and things you never knew about, or maybe I'm the only one who never knew and never really paid attention, alone time and healing patience and so much more. But first, we'll start with our quote of the day. Clutter is not just the stuff on your floor. It's anything that stands between you and the life you want to be living.
Ah, so good, right?
Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. I'm going to say that again. For all of our sakes, clutter is not just the stuff on your floor. It's anything that stands between you and the life you want to be living. If you don't put that on the Better Together social, I mean, that's the quote of life.
We got it.
Heel Squad, right. Welcome back. That is what's up. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome to the Heel Squad. I will tell you, in my first book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, which ended up being a lot about organization and kind of how to live your life better, faster, and do everything better, faster, cheaper, whatever. I said organization is the key to happiness. And I really believe it. And that's coming from someone who admittedly struggles with organization because I don't have Earth in my chart. If you've listened to any of our astrology episodes. But I really do try really hard to create systems because I know how essential it is to our success and our happiness. So I do focus a lot of time on there. And it's not something that comes natural to me. So if you're like me, I'm sorry. Because it is, it's a lot of work.
It's hard.
It's hard.
If you're like me and Maria.
Yeah, Kelsey too. Kelsey's just... you know, how much older am I than you?
Like 3 years.
In my heart.
It seems like it.
You're 29 now?
28.
28. Mm-hmm. You're turning, okay, 28 and I'm 44. So I'm 16 years older.
Wow.
Holy shit. But and that's why, like, I know where you're at and I can advise you because I'm like, please let me help you jump ahead and not have the same struggles that I've had. I feel like I'm like your mom, but
you're a big sister.
Thank you. Okay. I'll take it. But I think it's a really important thing. So Kevin has been on the East Coast and I have been home. And when he left, my goal was, well, just before he left, actually the night before he left, God bless this man. He sat on my floor in my office and he organized my whole office because I said, Kevin, I can't do it anymore. It had stacked up from the years of my mom being sick and everything we had gone through. I talked about this briefly before and he just went through every sheet of paper. And I always say when you're organizing, you need your throw out bag, you need your donate bag, and then you need to make sure everything has a place. And that's what I talk about in my first book. And if you can find a used copy, it's all of the advice is still good today. Everything has to have a home. So think of the things that you're constantly piling up on your desk, and that's what you need to find a home for. So you need a box that's labeled incoming mail, or you need a box that's labeled you know, thank you cards. I get a lot of thank you cards sent to me. So, and I like to save them. And
that's actually one of my questions. I'm glad you brought that up.
So you need a box for that. You need, you know, a box for, I like to have cards on hand, whether it's thank you cards, birthday cards. I don't have time to go to CVS all the time and get them. So I have stuff on hand. Other things that come in a lot are, you know, billing stuff or whatever. You just need everything to have a home, basically. And then you know where to put it back so that you can have a clear desk. That's the goal. Or to have a clear counter. So recently I created a basket for all my supplements. As you have heard, I am on my heal journey. That's only gotten more intense since the summer, and I'm having really great results, and I can't wait to share all of it with you guys. But had a little bit of a slump this morning, which was a little sad, but I have to keep being patient. And if you're on your heal journey, I'll talk about that a little bit more later. You have to have patience with your body as it's trying to heal and work itself out. So back to the organizing, I realized that my supplements, I was having to keep them on the counter, and I don't like seeing them on the counter. So I created a system. I wiped out stuff in the, you know, one of the shelves in my kitchen cabinet, and I put a basket with all my supplements I'm currently using. And every time I go in the kitchen in the morning, I take it down. At night, I take it down. I take what I need. I put it back up. Now I'm also, as I've gotten on a few more supplements, I'm creating the little supplement baggies. So I organize them and I put them in little baggies, especially where I have travel coming up. I'm going to need them with me. So everything has to have its home. And that's where things will get a lot easier. So I, while Kevin was gone, actually, while he was organizing my office, I started decluttering closets and things like that. And then I really went through everything while he was gone. Photo albums, I'm going to see, you know, there was that company that we, I believe had,
Pooch found it.
Yeah. That does all the digitizing
yeah.
of photos. But I want someone who'll come to your house. I don't trust my photos leaving my house. So I want to see if I can get someone to come to the house and digitize, because that would be the most ideal. And so, anyhow, I'm going to digitize everything. So I have it. But I'm also creating more shelves. Sometimes you have, like, I have a bookcase that doesn't have a shelf. So I have all my photo albums, and then you pile the other ones on top. So now I'm putting a shelf there so that they'll be more streamlined. I cleaned every closet. Now, I have one closet left that I'd transfer things to, because I'm redoing the closets, repainting the shelves, setting us up for success. And I'm really excited. I mean, this is years in the making. And also, all the years of being in this business, you know, a lot of people send stuff to me. So I get a lot of stuff, which is amazing. But I also don't have enough time to process it all. So what I started doing, which was a little dysfunctional, but at the time it sounded smart, I got those Tupperware drawers, like those tall units, and everything was labeled like lips, eyes, skin, hair. So anytime the stuff would come, I just put it in its pop place. But then all the stuff racked up. And when friends would come over, I would give them stuff, but I couldn't give this stuff away fast enough. So now I went through everything except for lips and I think eyes, because I just couldn't deal. It was just too much. And how about most of the stuff expired?
Yeah.
So there's a cosmetic calculator. I think it's cosmeticcalculator.net. Now, I did a TikTok when we were in Connecticut because I had this huge cyst that appeared on my skin one day. I was like, I wonder if the stuff was old or something. I think you might have said that to me. And I looked it up
yeah.
and I was like, whoa, this stuff was old. No wonder. I think we all forget, or maybe never really realized, and then also because things are expensive, you don't want to part with it, that makeup and skin stuff gets old. And so I went to the cosmetic calculator for as many things that I had the brands available, and everything was 3 years old or more. Again, it's been 6 years, right, on this journey with my mom. So it makes sense. I didn't have time to deal with that. I was trying to keep somebody alive. And so I had to throw out so many. I mean, someone's picking my trash and being like, why is this human throwing away Armani, you know, skin stuff and Madonna skin stuff that she sent me. Like everything's gone.
Everything.
Like, everything had to go in the trash.
Oh, I'm proud of you though. Cause that's like, I think one of the hardest, at least it is for me, the skincare and the makeup and all that stuff. Cause even like in no way, shape and form did I get, or have I gotten what you have had. But even when I was at Extra, they used to just give us all the random like giveaway stuff or this. Mm-hmm. So I had it piled up. And I remember when I moved, I was like, Kelsey, you can't keep all this crap. Like, mm-hmm.
But it's hard, but it's really to not hard. Be a hoarder of it.
It's really hard. And especially, I don't know, for me, it's the makeup and skincare, especially when you know, like you said, how expensive it is. But also like Maria said, you guys, this stuff expires, most of it, like within a year.
I know.
It's silly.
I know. I haven't done the homework on foundation. Mm. We have somebody coming in soon that's going to help us talk about all of this on like a professional level. But I'm looking at my foundations now and I'm like, I think some of these have to be thrown out. Like
especially
there's still
the clean ones.
One more level of cleanup I have to do. But yeah, the clean ones.
They go fast.
Well, and I don't remember. This is the problem. And I think that all makeup and skin stuff should have expiration dates on it when you buy it. So that you know, like when you, how much time you have with it, but I don't think they want you to know because if, you know, there's a product on the shelf and it's already been there for 2 years and they can sell it and this is its last year, they're going to want to sell it. But then there should just be some kind of discount process where it's like, oh, I only have a year and maybe you can get a discount. I don't know. But also I think we're going to have to start labeling stuff. So when you do buy it, you know, you only have 3 years with it. I don't know.
That's a good idea.
I think I have to start labeling them.
Yeah. The thing I will say about the clean products that I like, you can go by smell. A lot of the clean ones, you know, like I know when my Ilia Tinted goes bad because it does not smell right. So that's what I will say.
But, I go through it so fast though.
Well, that's perfect. So then you're golden. I don't know why. I feel like it lasts me forever. So I've had a couple that have gone bad that I'm like, ooh, that doesn't smell right.
Yeah.
But the ones that aren't clean, they have all the preservatives and stuff in it. So you'll never know.
Yeah.
Never know.
Well, and if you go to my website, you'll see, guys, mariamenounos.com. You'll see all the stuff I use in the skincare thing. But that's also part of my problem is I've had Juice Beauty and Dermalogica and True Botanicals, so many different things. Now I'm like, okay, I'm going to really whittle down how many products. I don't need an exfoliant in every brand. I'll switch off, you know, once I finish this one, I'll go to the other one. Cause I do like to try different things on my skin here and there. But my drawers were just jammed with stuff. And so now I've really cleaned house. Shelving units are coming together. So I'll have a nice linen closet again. And I'm organizing all the dog stuff. We got rid of all the old leashes that were terrible. And I just cleaned everything out.
I'm proud of you.
And it feels so good. It really does. It weighs you down no matter how much you think it doesn't. Kelsey's still defending her car.
I am.
Kevin calls it the hamper on wheels. And I don't love hamper on wheels, but that's just me.
It.
But he's right.
He's right.
It's jammed, guys, all the way to the back. Like the back windows are like... It's like someone lives in there.
Have my shoes on there. Seriously. No, but you're right.
But it weighs you down.
It does.
And so once you become aware, but you don't, most people aren't aware of what's weighing them down. You feel weighed down. You feel overwhelmed. You feel stressed. You don't know why you don't even want to be in your own house or in your car or whatever it is. And then someone older who's figured it out, took a long time to figure it out, it's like, yeah, you need to organize your shit. And that's really, so many people have that spare room. I talk about it in the book, have that spare room and they're just junk everywhere. And they're like, I'm going to get to it. And you don't realize how bad it feels inside. So it's really, really liberating. And it feels so good to be able to clean everything out, give it away. I've been doing giveaways. And so everyone comes shopping and I give them things away and I'm taking it down, guys.
I'm proud of you. I really am. You're inspiring me and I hope that this inspires everyone else. I have my sister coming into town and she loves everything I give her. So I'm like, Erica, exactly what you did for me, Maria. I'm like, okay, now we're going to do Erica can shop Kelsey's products that we're getting rid of. I'm like, take it all.
I love it.
But this is a good question. And you kind of touched on it, but it says, Maria, how do you go about deciding what you keep / give away / donate? Like, do you have a process for that?
Well, I know different people in my life that are going to want certain things. So I know those are the things I'm going to give away. The things I'm like, I don't know if they're going to want them. I'll donate them. And throw away is just useless to anybody. Right. So it's pretty easy, but if you have it like organized in that way where you're like to donate, to give, to throw away, you have, again, places to put everything. What I'm not giving away is my new Levi's jacket, friends.
It's so cute.
Isn't it cute?
It's so cute.
I'm looking at it on the camera. I'm like, I love it. It's so warm. It's like, okay, so I got this. You can also get it at Macy's.com/bettertogether. As you know that Macy's is a big supporter of the show, and we've really enjoyed our partnership and work together with them. So this I found with Kevin. We were in the store when I also found the cool sweats, which I have to order a second set for Connecticut because I love them so much. They're the coziest. I have all these sweats and I just reach to those all the time. This jacket is quilted inside the arms. It's a denim black jacket. And then on the inside of the body part, it's black fur. And I don't know what you would call
Sherpa.
This. Sherpa. Thank you. And I just love it.
It's so cute. It's so chic. I love, do you remember, Maria, when we were in Connecticut and you were like, you have to get, we got me the denim one with the white.
Yeah, that was before our Macy's deal.
That was before, but this is like next level.
We could so borrow cute. Each other's.
There you go.
Because I don't want to also get a denim one with white because then it's just too much in my closet.
Perfect.
As I'm whittling down. But you can we borrow can mine and I'll borrow yours.
And I have to say too, I actually ordered it for Halloween, but they didn't come in time, but it was fine because now I have them for life. The Madden Girl cowboy boots from our Macy's page. I got the white ones.
Oh, cute.
They're so cute. They fit like a glove. I have a hard time with cowboy boots sometimes because I feel like you have to go up a size and then they move. No, they're perfect. My normal size. I'll wear them and we can post a pic. They're really, really cute.
Oh, I love it.
Big fan.
I want to see a
big
picture.
Fan. Okay.
Anyhow, friends, if you want to shop any of the fashion items at Macy's.com/bettertogether, of course, you support the show with any purchases you make through there. Or if it's something that I don't have on the page and you just use our landing page and buy something else, we still get credit for that. So thank you for supporting us there. It really, really helps us so much. And I do work really hard to curate good stuff in there for you. So there's some really good gift stuff. I'll start adding things for the holidays as well. Maybe I throw in some last minute Thanksgiving items too. I'll take a peek and see if I can get that done.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eixis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
In the meantime, organizing, decluttering, getting rid of expired stuff, not being afraid to throw things away. Because the thing is, if you're using expired stuff on your skin, first of all, the efficacy of it is gone, right? So it's not even going to work as good. But now you're putting more, it's already toxic. If you're not using clean stuff, now think of the double toxicity, right? That's what I have to think of to throw like Armani stuff away.
Like Kevin said, now you're a double loser.
Right.
Because, that's a good point because you don't want any of that on your face. It's not even worth whatever the brand or price tag is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Good music. And by the way, when I had to narrow down my closet, when we were redoing my closets, I had a friend come over. I had my friend Dimitri come over and I said, please help me. This is a massive, I have to cut this closet in half. And he was ruthless. No, 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 no. And I trusted him. So you need somebody you trust. And if you have a big, a big thing to do like that. So you can always ask for a friend's help. But you have to clean out. And that's not just your clothes in your office. It's your makeup and your skin stuff. And I feel so much better when I open my drawers now and they're just simple.
Just clutter-free. And you briefly touched on it, Maria, but I feel like a good question that someone had asked too was like, how do you get into that space? No one likes doing this. It's not fun.
It actually is.
Okay, tell us more.
I think it really is. It's just setting the time aside to say no mas, right? It's like when you're going to start a new eating regimen or a new health regimen, you have to get to that place where you're like, I'm done. I can't live like this anymore. And if you want to fly, and I want to fly, I have things I really want to accomplish next year. And I have, big things I want to do with this show and just in general, I have life stuff that I'm excited about. And so that stuff's just going to hold me down. And I need a completely efficient system to be able to be my best. And I know that. And that's why I'm really focusing on this as much as I am. Like our kitchen, we have this closet and we have all these binders with all the, actually, this was really cool. One of my assistants put this together. She was one of my only organized assistants. And so she created a binder with those clear plastic insert pages. And all of the manuals for everything in the kitchen are in there, whether it's food processors, the trash compactor.
That's really smart.
Dishwasher, the ovens. So you open that up. And my mom had created a paint swatch one. So I have all these binders and then I have my Thanksgiving recipes and my Christmas recipes. And so all these binders are all over the kitchen. So now I'm creating a shelf just for the binders. I have a manual for the house. I have our medical manual, which I think all of this stuff exists on
the website.
So you guys can go and get a medical manual so that if there's ever an emergency in your home, you rip it out and it's got all the information on whatever family member the EMTs need so that they don't have to sit there and wait and aggregate that information from you. They can rush to the hospital with it immediately. a house manual that has all your passcodes for your DirecTVs or whatever it is, your Apple TVs, who to call if there's an emergency. So when you leave and your dogs are being, you know, watched or whatever, everything's in there. The vet, you know, emergency numbers. So I have all these binders. They're finally going to now have it their own shelf. It'll be so much easier to access. And now the drawers under the island aren't going to be so cluttered with, you know, things like that. So I'm still, you know, as these closets are being re-cleaned and painted and I start to put everything back, there's still going to be one more layer of this, which I'll do, you know, very soon. But we always did an end of year cleanup. Now Kevin's going to be the only one kind of left. He just has to do his office. But I'm giddy. And now I want to go in my office and work. I haven't wanted to go into my office to work in a long time because I just see the pile of stuff on the desk and I come unglued and I don't want to be there. So
I have to say too, and you sent these to us and we started an Amazon storefront for Maria. So if you guys want to find it, it's going to be in the description of every show on. But there's all these incredible knickknacks these days. Like what we had added was a water bottle organizer.
Ugh.
You guys, we all have 72 water bottles, which first of all is silly. I am the ultimate culprit of that, but they're all just thrown in our cabinets.
Yep.
And Maria found this organizer that's like a little shelf, $10 or something.
It was
amazing.
So cheap. No, I'm in Target, guys, and I see this, and it was like, the angels came out, the sun came out, and the halo came across the box. It says, you know, water bottle organizer. And I go, Kevin, I think we need this. And so I grabbed two and I put them in the shelves and it's amazing. And by the way, I had done a water bottle clean out a few months ago and I ended up clearing out like another 20. I mean, stupid. People send them to me all the time. So it's hard, but I did another clean out and now they're all easy to access, easy to put back in. You're going to want this, trust me. And so you can just click the link and go to the Amazon storefront and get that there. And then lastly, one of the last things that I was talking about earlier about, you know, patience with your healing. And it's funny, I realize I feel like I have so many kind of like real super highs, but then like sometimes when things aren't going right, you go low. And it's so hard when you're in the low. And I hit a low this morning and I was dragging it in. It was raining and I'm not really good with the rain. I get really depressed with the rain. And I just was like, gosh, I thought I got past that hump and I had to talk to myself. I just talked to myself in the shower. I was like, okay, let's backtrack. Let's see what you did that got us this result or, you know, what could have brought us to this place. Okay. All right. Well, let's also now celebrate all the amazing things you did up until now to get us here. And now we just have to be patient with the body as it's doing its thing, right? Like you can't just expect overnight success. And even though in a moment the other day, I was like, oh my God, I'm done. I did it. And then you're like, maybe not just yet. So what I've learned in those lows is that there's more lessons to be learned for your overall continued good. Right. So if you're on a healing journey and you heal and you didn't learn the lessons, you might have to repeat them again later. And so for me, that's what I'm watching that pattern kind of come up. And I'm like, OK, there's still more to learn here. OK, I'm going to keeping on. But I've been like on this heal journey since June. I quit my coffee. Not that I'll never drink coffee again, but I've been doing my green tea. I knew the acid was like rough on my stomach. And I've been doing the sun in the morning and the grounding and my supplements and eating super clean. I realize I'm kind of eating keto without realizing it because I'm not doing sugar. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of keto meets paleo-ish, just basically eating what my dad and my mom always ate, which is just vegetables and protein and, you know, really clean. Yeah. So, and I'm getting amazing results, but I just wanted to kind of, cause that's where I'm in the space right now. I'm in that you know, trying to pep myself up. So I was playing like some good music to get myself out of it. And then again, and also, you know, chatting with Kevin, Kevin was like, hello, you're trying to do something major. You need to just be patient. And I was like, yeah, I was just telling myself that in the shower. I'm like, be patient, queen.
It's true though. I'm glad you brought this up because it's funny. After coming back from Connecticut, Elaine's observation of me and Kevin are, we're two of the most like impatient people ever. Elaine's in here nodding. And it's funny because I don't know why. I mean, I'm patient in some areas. I'm really patient in some areas, but I'm also really not in others. And I think that with my healing too, that's, and probably all of us, it's like, that's a place where it's really, you're quick to not be patient with yourself. And it's, then it's like, that's again, back to the double loser. Then it's like, then you're not doing well. And then you're hard on yourself. And it's just like, that's nothing positive for you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so if I'm already like, my stomach's already worse and then I'm not patient and I'm hating on that, it's just like, bam, 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 bam. So
yeah,
I'm glad that you're talking about this because the highs are high, but the lows are low. But the lows are also there to teach us
something.
So
yeah. And so what are some of the other things that I do is I've been talking to my body. I talk to my organs
and your cells.
I instruct them.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, like we need a little help in this arena, or can you help me with this right now? I don't feel really good. I just talk to myself and to my body. And by the way, our thoughts carry energy and they carry a lot of power. As we've learned with Dr. Joe. So talk to your stomach instead of being angry and yelling at it or whatever. Talk to it and just say, hey, I get it. Like, I got to be more patient with you. And you have to treat it like that. And so it's a frustrating process. So it's like same thing applies if you're dieting and you're trying to lose weight. You'll have all the highs as like things are happening and weight shedding. And then you hit a plateau. And now nothing's leaving. And you're like, oh, those last however many pounds, they just won't go away. And you have those moments where you're like, F it, I'm just going to eat stuff. I don't care. Or, you know, wherever you are in whatever journey, patience is the real lesson, if you think about it. And like, I remember when I sat with Dr. Allison in June, she's like, this might take like 2 years. And I was like, holy shit, 2 years? Who's going to be good for 2 years? But it's been 5 months and I've already had major, major success. So, so it doesn't have to be that long, but you have to be good to yourself. So I'm getting better at not believing the lows because that's a story we're telling ourselves. And so I wanted to have a pity party this morning. I was also very low energy and tired and just not feeling really good. So you have to take all of those feelings into consideration and say, okay, well, this is a pot. This is a cauldron of stuff that's just going to keep festering and making it worse, or I can pull myself out of it. So pulling myself out of it was talking to myself and saying, okay, we're just going to make some tweaks and we don't have to make this into this massive thing and all of a sudden everything's over or whatever. You just have to be calm and patient. I actually said, just stay calm in the pocket, like Tom Brady, stay calm in the pocket, whatever it is that's going to work for you. And just know it takes time because it took a lot of time to get sick.
Ooh.
So it's going to take a long time to heal.
That accumulation.
Too.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's accumulation effect. So you have to accumulate a lot of good habits to heal yourself. And that takes a lot of energy. And so one of the things that I've really worked hard on, I mean, you know, Kelsey, behind the scenes, it's been my like number one focus. This has been the year of healing, whether it's through the meditations the first half of the year or Dr. Allison and my diet changes and all of that the last half of the year, it's been my number one focus. And I'm getting really great results. But that means I haven't been able to be as social because if you're going to be social, that means you're not going to be in bed at 9 or 9:30. Usually you're also going to be in areas where, oh, well, maybe I'll have a drink or maybe I'll have a little bit of bread or maybe I'll. And so all of a sudden now you're compromising your goal because of these social experiences. And so you have to know what you really, really want. And I just keep coming back to, what do I really, really want? I really want my health restored. I want my body back in homeostasis. I want everything reversed and I want to be better. So then I'm going to make those decisions. Now, there have been the little times, like last night I went to sushi. They made it with like very little rice. I had three pieces of like the rice. Like I was really trying to be very careful. But I didn't go to bed till 11:30. But why don't I feel great this morning? I wonder, right?
Yep. It was funny because I actually was watching your stories. I was like, ooh, Queenie had a late night, like, because I got in bed early. I mean, I was also exhausted, but I was like, look at me getting in bed at 10.
Yeah.
And then I was saw your stories.
I'm in bed by 8:39.
Right. And I was like, I actually thought, I was like, oh, I wonder how she's going to feel today. Just because it was, not that you were doing anything, but it's just, it's late. Your body now is used to this routine. Yeah. And any little thing is going to, yeah, take it out of that. It's not going to feel great.
Yeah.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
So anyhow, I hope that helps you, friends. In the meantime, thank you guys for your incredible Apple Podcast reviews. This one was, I don't know who it's from.
Ladybug_0429.
Thank you. Why don't you just read it then?
Okay. All right. It says, it's from Ladybug. It says, thank you. I've always loved Maria and I'm so happy I found her podcast. She is so relatable. I love her take on healing advice and I look forward to each podcast. She motivates me to take better care of myself and wanting to be just a better person.
Aww.
I agree.
Thanks,
love that.
Ladybug. If you want to leave a review, just click the link in the summary below. We make it easy for you. It really helps us because it helps people know that this is a worthy investment of their time. And if you could share the show with friends, we really would love any more Heal Squatters to join us here and be a part of this journey with us. So thank you, friends. Have an amazing, amazing week. Don't forget our Monday Motivations and Intentions podcast, bite-sized little ways to start your Monday off right. They're usually like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, the most, but really, really great way to get your week going. And that's Monday Motivations and Intentions. We'll leave a link for that in the summary as well. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.